J.J. Ramberg is host of MSNBC's Your Business, which appears weekends at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Time, and she's co-founder of GoodShop.com. Now, I've asked her here today because I discovered a new book she has written called The Startup Club, which is a book for kids about entrepreneurship or starting a business. And I think it's something every child will want to read, so I thought it'd be a good thing to talk about today. Hey, J.J., welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I like that intro. Every child will want to read.
I think so.
I agree.
I do. So what drove you to write a book for children about entrepreneurship?
I have three kids. They are 7, 8, and one of them just turned 10 this week. And they're entrepreneurs, right? All kids are, right? Lemonade stands and dog walking businesses and slime businesses. And so I wanted to go to the bookstore and find a book that had characters that were starting a business, not a nonfiction. I wanted a fiction book because my kids love reading fiction, with characters they could be inspired by, and I just couldn't find one. I couldn't find a recent one. And so I called my sister up and a good friend of ours who's a children's book writer and said, we should write one. There's a real opportunity here to teach kids some stuff while also giving them a book that they really enjoy reading.
Yeah, some characters that they can relate to. They love stories. It's a great way to teach. It's a great way to learn instead of a book listing all the things you should do as a young entrepreneur.
Well, exactly. Exactly. And I mean, they really love this stuff. And I have met my sister and I have this thing where we, since forever, we said, we'll never walk by a lemonade stand without buying something. Mm-hmm. And I always ask the kids when I buy things, you know, what's your revenue? What's your profit? And I get varying degrees of, you know, yeah, either answers or just completely blank stares.
Right.
I always say this is sort of the gateway into teaching your kids personal finance.
Yeah. So the book is The Startup Club, and I think it just came out. Tell us about that, where it's available.
It is available in lots of stores all across the country, or of course, you know, you can buy it online at Amazon.
But it is out now.
It is. It is indeed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, one of my heroes is, of course, Warren Buffett, and I looked it up because I knew he had jobs as a kid. So I'm going to list here a couple of jobs that he has had, and I don't think a lemonade stand was any one of them, but he delivered the Washington Post, the newspaper, and then I guess he owned the Washington Post much later. He sold used golf balls. Now, every kid that lives on a golf course knows what that's all about.
Yeah.
He sold stamps. He buffed cars. He set up a pinball machine business. And by the age of 16, he had $56,000 saved, which in today's dollars, I didn't really do the math, but it's a heck of a lot of money for a 16-year-old to have. And as a matter of fact, there's a quote saying that he told his dad he didn't really think he needed college. Why do I need college if I can do this? So he almost skipped out on college. So, you know, obviously, he turned into quite a unique individual. But how important do you think this idea of tapping into that desire? You said all kids are entrepreneurs. They all want to kind of start a business. How important is that to their future?
I personally think incredibly, for two reasons. One is you have to learn about money. The earlier we learn about it, the better. The statistics of kids whose parents talk to them about money show, you know, so much more success dealing with money as they grow older. And so just using something they're already interested in, their lemonade stand or their slime business, as a way to start to teach them the value of money, how to make it, how to save it, et cetera, I think is incredibly important. But besides that, I think if you take their little business, whatever it is, and start to use the right terms for it, right? So say to them, don't just make a sign for your stand. What's your marketing, right? Give them the right terms so they think of it in the right way and start to ask them questions about pricing and why is this sign going to work better than others? Or what's your pitch to somebody? Mm-hmm. That just gets them in a mindset that will help them throughout their life, right? Being entrepreneurial is not all about starting business. It's about finding a problem and finding a way to solve it in a way that consumers or your audience wants. And so no matter if your kids work in a huge company when they're older or they start their own thing, having that skill that we can start to develop now in them is incredibly important.
Yeah, I think you'd also want to ask them a question, what would make your lemonade stand different from the one down the street?
Absolutely. I play this fun game with my kids also. There's an empty storefront down the street from us. And so we've played, okay, guys, what store would you put in there? And then we follow up, well, why would anyone go to it? And what should the price point be? And we ask them all these questions to dig down into whether their idea was a good one or not.
So I have to ask you this question. You keep mentioning this. What is the slime business? Is that a Nickelodeon thing?
You clearly don't have seven, 8, or 10-year-old in your house.
Clearly not. I'm well past
so
that.
Steve, go look this up.
Okay.
Because slime, which is just a sort of thing that you play with, kids have learned how to make it.
Okay.
With glue and some other stuff. There's literally been a run on Elmer's glue.
Well, you know, when my kids were growing up, Nickelodeon was really big and you used to get slimed. So I thought that perhaps was.
Yes.
Was that?
It is. It's that stuff. They can make that stuff.
Okay, that disgusting stuff. Now, do your kids have businesses they're working on?
My sons have a company called American X-Stress, where they make stress balls and stress paper, which makes me a little bit nervous about what am I teaching them, that they think everyone needs stress balls and stress paper.
Yeah, what's going on there?
They made a killing the other day at Take Your Kid to Work Day when they came into the makeup room at NBC and sold it all the makeup people. My daughter has a lemonade stand going on right now and a spa business where she gives massages for $1 every 5 minutes.
All right. So what is X stress paper?
I can't give it away.
Oh, no.
Someone might compete with them. I'm just kidding. They take paper and they cover it with tape so that you cannot rip it.
Okay. I mean, they're actually making paper and putting scotch tape on it. They're making their own paper. Is that it?
Oh, no.
I mean, not the paper.
Taking paper and covering it in scotch tape and selling it. They've got a whole bunch of products. But what was fun, I have to say, a very proud moment for me with the book is I'd given all of the founders, which are my sons and a few of their friends, a copy of the Startup Club early on, a manuscript. And when they were dividing up the money, I heard them refer to what the characters in the book did with the profits. And so that was a moment for me.
I think I see a sequel coming up on this one. Second book?
I hope so.
Yeah, why not?
We put a call out to the kids who read it to come up or send in their ideas for what the business is in the second book.
Great. You know, I've interviewed a number of people who, you know, are in some of the communities that really don't have a culture of mercantilism, you know, or this idea that starting a business is something that they can actually do or would even think about. I mean, if you think about, you know, who are children's role models today, maybe it's rap stars or NBA players or baseball players, and there is this idea that, you know, what is perhaps available to them, you know, is very limited. And really the chance of being successful out of any of those that I just mentioned is pretty slight. So how important is this idea of kind of teaching this mercantilism to all children and getting this in the schools and getting this to those areas that just aren't steeped in this kind of culture?
I think it is a shame that schools do not focus on this more, right? I mean, personal finance and entrepreneurship for kids, because it's really fun. It's fun for kids to think about what business could they start and then what do they do with the money and how do they save money. And there are lots of programs that are starting, but I believe it should really be part of the curriculum. Mm-hmm. What I think is one neat thing is over the past, you know, decade or so, as I've been doing my show, the idea of entrepreneurship has changed in that I do believe that entrepreneurs are becoming real stars also and role models for people. And they've become kind of rock stars. And even celebrities have moved into entrepreneurship.
Yeah, that's true.
And so even kids who see these musicians, et cetera, they also hear about the businesses they started.
Right.
I think that's really neat.
Yeah. And I also think that if you are an artist, whether it be in music or otherwise, you are an entrepreneur. You own your own business. You're out there learning how to market, how to differentiate yourself.
Exactly. You're selling.
You're selling. Yep. You're playing in clubs. You're doing whatever you're doing or playing at parties. And you're bringing in money and you've got to handle that as well. So it all goes together.
And it's just so much easier to start a business right now than it was, you know, a few decades ago.
Mm-hmm.
Kids need to understand that if they have a good idea, they can try and launch something. Now, there are many steps along the way to take about figuring out if it's a good idea, et cetera, et cetera. But it is not so inaccessible.
I also think learning about failure is important in the early years and framing that correctly for them so they don't get discouraged, because failure is a natural part of entrepreneurship, right?
Without question, mm-hmm. Yes. And that will help them in their entire life, not just in their careers.
Well, you know, finishing up, you're an entrepreneur. You have this goodshop.com. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I started it with my brother 11 years ago, and we have this really cool browser add-on called Gumdrop. And basically what it does is you add it to your browser, it takes 2 seconds, and then every time you shop online, it automatically puts the best coupon code into the submit coupon box.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, it's so easy because you don't have to go, you know, when you get to Gap and you get to the end and it says submit coupon and you think, mm-hmm. Oh God, if there's a box there, there must be a coupon. Why don't I have
right.
it? So this just does all the work for you and you don't have to do a thing. And in addition, if you select a cause, a percentage of what you spend goes back to that cause. So we've saved people about $100 million in shopping, and we've raised about $13 million for causes.
That's a beautiful thing. My guest, J.J. Ramberg, is host of MSNBC's Your Business, which you can see weekends at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Time. And she's also co-founder of GoodShop.com, as we just mentioned. J.J., thank you so much for joining us.
This was really fun. Thank you so much.
To hear this segment again, to see a summary of it, or just to find out more about what we're doing on this show, don't forget to go to our website, which is stevepomerantz.com.